12 Rooms with a View by Teresa Rebeck, narrated by Marguerite Gavin. Copyright 2009 by Teresa Rebeck. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Shea Earhart Books, an imprint of the Crown Publishing Group, a division of Random House Incorporated, and was produced in the year 2010 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. For Just Lynn. I was actually standing on the edge of my mother's open grave when I heard about the house. Some idiot with tattoos and a shovel had tossed a huge wad of dirt at me. I think he was more or less perturbed that everyone else had taken off the way they're supposed to, and then there I was, standing there like someone had brained me with a frying pan. It's not like I was making a scene, but I couldn't go. The service in the little chapel had totally blown. All that little deacon, or whatever he was, talked about was God and his mercy and utter unredeemable nonsense that had nothing to do with her. So I was just standing there and thinking maybe there was something else that could be said while they put her in the earth. Something simple, but hopefully specific. Which is when Lucy came up and yanked at my arm. "Come on," she said. "We have to talk about the house." And I'm thinking, what house? So Lucy drags me off to talk about this house, which she and Daniel and Allison clearly had already been in deep conversation about, for a while, even though I'd never heard of it. Which maybe I might resent, especially as Daniel obviously has an interest but no real rights, as he is only Allison's husband. But I'm way too busy trying to catch up and get something resembling a shred of information out of them all while we crawl to Manhattan from Hoboken through the Holland Tunnel. This is what the conversation is like in the crummy old beige Honda that Daniel insists on driving, because even though the thing is ugly, it still works. The lawyer says that it's...